Thank you for joining us today for the Morvent & Morecast. I'm talking with Marco, who is the owner of Morvent. And Marco, as it starts to get colder outside, we want to do everything we can to stay comfortable. So I know a lot of us use space heaters, but I've heard, you know, some scary stories about them. What can you tell me about safety when it comes to using those in our homes?
Well, it's kind of that time of the year, right? Holidays are around the corner. We have lots of additional lights and extension cords and things kind of plugged into outlets. And space heaters are one of those items that we typically find. So space heaters today are much, much safer than they used to be. Mm-hmm. But I still recommend when you are looking at a safety or a space heater that a couple things. One, you buy one that when it does tip over, it shuts off. You should check the space heaters that you currently have to make sure that if they do get tipped over by a dog or a cat or a child in the home, that they will shut off for you. Okay. Secondly, you want to make sure that you kind of keep space heaters out away from walls or curtains or anything that can directly contact them, because they do get pretty hot. The other thing about space heaters is if you don't have to use them, we recommend not using them, obviously, because you'll be much safer without them. So if there's areas of the home that aren't heating or cooling properly, you should kind of call a professional and see if there's any way that that room could be remedied.
Would you recommend a space heater overnight in your bedroom?
That's a great question. Again, space heaters, when used in the proper setting, mm-hmm. can be safe. I would never just plug something in and hope that it's okay without checking it. And I would also make sure that you're not plugging too many space heaters into the same outlet or into the same extension cord.
Mm-hmm. So maybe a surge protector would be a good way to go with these things.
Or plugging them into different outlets would be a better way to go with them.
You kind of touched on it a little bit, but if we're having heat and cooling issues in different parts of the home, there are things that a professional can do to help us, right?
Correct. Again, evaluating that space and making sure that, well, two things. One, if there is something that can be done about it, it's a good idea to actually explore it, because when you are plugging these additional heaters into your outlets, you're drawing more electricity. It's costing you more money to heat your space. Mm-hmm. There are scenarios where space heaters are really kind of the only option, potentially. And we have another topic called ductless mini split systems, where we can talk about the benefits of those over space heaters in those areas where we're unable to get ductwork.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to talk about those ductless split systems next in our next segment, so stick around with us. If you have any questions about space heaters or safety tips for your home as we get into the colder months, you can call Marco and his team at 610-444-3333.